we see that that Mother Esther's Hadassah. Hadassah is Ish by Reach Ve'en by Tam. And Mother is Mardoroy. So, it's some interesting horror. I mean, you see by Purim the story, there's a lot of Reach mixed into it. It says that that the Bayorach, by Yitzhak Avinu, it says, Bayorach, Yitzhak Avinu, it says, Yaakov and Esau, when Yaakov put in his arms, then he should look like Esau. You also want to tell him,
no, I'm okay, hello.
It says, Vayorach is Rech Begodov. Vayorachiv. Vayimei Re'ei Rech Beni Kurech Asoda Shibirach Hashem. So, Rashi says, Vayorach, Vayaloi Ein Rech Ra Yosef, Yishatav Eizem. It's the worst smell. Elam Lamed Shinichas Imoi Rech Ganei. And talking about the Reach Asod, the Reach Asod is the Reach of Zevel, so it's a bad smell. Nevertheless, Reach Reach Bnei Reach Asod, that should be Reach Hashem. Rashi brings up the Sodi Tapuchin. So the vote over here is that Esav Arosha, Esav Arosha, Yaakovin was Neslavish with Esav. And Esav's got a bad smell. But when he smelt it, it was nichnas to imay the reach of Ganin. What was he doing? He was but Yoruch is reach begodov. Yaakovina's clothes smelt of the reach asoda. Which wasn't really Yaakovina's smell. Yaakovina was an ishtom. But it means that even he was wearing kind of big day Esav. So even when his name is Slavish and Esav, sometimes his taka looks like Yaakov. It looks like Esav. You need something very fine and sensitive to be megala that the hair, the it's still got a reich toif. The whole vod that comes out of this chiddush was that even if a yid is mislabish like Esav, Yaakov was mislabish but big to Esav. You need a reach, the chush a reach, which is a very fine chush, to be able to decipher that even though the yid is doing with meisim is all like Esav, but nevertheless there's a bechinas reach ganed. What's the pshat? The vod is that the yid always wants to do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never mind bad the meisim of the yidah. Everybody, the mice, even he's not doing mitzvahs, but nevertheless, the yid always the kofenos Hashem eroitzani. A yid always wants to do the rotzon Hashem. That was the whole reach nechayach in the Beis Hamikdash. The reach nechayach in the Beis Hamikdash was a bechina of amati v'nasir tzoini. It's a bechina that yid wants to do the rotzon of Hashem. We discussed many times. That's why Yaakov is saying the kofenos Hashem eroitzani in the Beis Hamikdash. That's a chelik of the reach nechayach. The chelik of the reach nechayach is to be megalek that the rotzon of the yid be'etzem yes to do rotzon Hashem and don't look at what he's doing. This is the whole gilui that comes out of here. He was nislavish be big day so, which means that all his meisim whatever, even if the yid's meisim was like his. Nevertheless, it's like the same as kumdim bracha. Or Yaakovinu gave Yitzchak gave the brachas over here. He gave the brachas to Yaakov, who's the Yid, where he's in the slavish but big day Esav. Meaning that even if the Yid doesn't have schusim, nevertheless, Rabbi Shalom give him the brachas because you'll still see it with the chush areach. You can see that be'etzem he wants to do Ratzon Hashem. The Me'emes, the Yid be'etzem wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. So maybe that's the same thing we see by the Gemara says in Megillah that they were nishtachar letzelem shem v'chanetzah. Shem ben Yochai says that they also el lefonim. Be'etzim they did a ma'isa v'shtachar v'chanetzah 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 v'chanetzah. So they did a ma'isa. That's mislabish v'big day Yisof. Mislabish v'big day Yisof. The Rajbi says there, they also el lefonim. In other words, be'etzim they didn't mean it. Mordechai and Esther were both that bechin of the Reach. It's both that bechina that they have to be megala what the etzim rotzen of the yid is, and they have to be megala that even when the ma'isim of yid are no good, and they have to be megala that be etzim rotzenenu lasses rotzenocha. I mean, that's the chush areach. I mean, therefore, that's why Motcha has to represent the reach, because the reach is the one that can see through the big day Esav, can see that the yid is even with the worst reach, they can see that the yid's etzim rotzen is a rotzen Hashem. And that Ratzon Hashem, that's the emes like reach nechoyach. So they have to bring out that reach nechoyach. That's what the Adasim says is yesh boi reach ve'im boi tam. So right, the pshat is that they even if you see that they don't have Torah, even you see that they're not mitzvahs, nevertheless, the reach is there. The reach is there means the emistik rotzen is there. Emistik rotzen here, that's what they have to be megale. That the emistik rotzen is to do rotzen Hashem. And yeah, that's the whole nakuda there. In the whole nakuda there, why Mordechai and Esther voted to discuss the Indian of Chush, had to be the Indian of Chush Reach. But, as we mentioned, Reach.